This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Russia, who had to team up to defeat Adolf Hitler. When a power-mad, corrupt leader emerges with blood in his eyes, other world leaders have to step up, take him out. This happens throughout human history. And the sad truth of it is, the most corrupt political leaders and government leaders on this earth are in the United States of America. And you have Biden now saying, we don't want a cold war with China. We don't want a conflict with China, in a speech he gave today. And you just have to wonder, are our political leaders really that out of touch? Are they really that lost in their own sauce? Joe Biden illegally launched a war against Russia 3 months ago. Okay. And China knows it. Iran knows it. India knows it. Mexico knows it. Turkey knows it. North African countries know it. Really, everyone knows it. The media just won't tell you it. And so what they do is they disguise it as a humanitarian issue. And they say, oh, look, the poor Ukrainians, we have to go in there. It's a humanitarian issue. Really? Well, what about Yemen? Is that a humanitarian issue? Well, no, that doesn't count. They don't have an agenda there. So it's the U.S. fighting Russia in Ukraine. That's what's going on. And Russia wanted to demilitarize eastern Ukraine, take out the proxy groups in eastern Ukraine, which many of them were Nazi battalions, Azov Nazi battalions. They don't hide it. They run around in their Nazi garb. They have the Nazi tattoos all over them. They brought one of the Nazis to the U.S. for like some video game conference, and they made him put an arm sleeve over his arm because it had Nazi tattoos on it. So they know. We've played the videos. It's American special operators on the front lines of Ukraine driving Russia back. And so now Putin is just sitting here trying to tell you, but whether you think Putin is good or bad is irrelevant. Putin is just sitting here trying to tell you, hey, we're running operations in Ukraine, and the U.S. is starting a war against us, and we're going to be forced to respond if it doesn't stop. And our media is so corrupt and so inept that not only are they not telling you that that's what's going on, they're actually backing the warmonger Biden and the warmonger military-industrial complex out of the West that they used to fight against, that they used to stand against and call out. Now they're fully behind it as they're fully indoctrinated into the propaganda and brainwashing that has caused them to completely lose their minds in this new liberal insanity, Democrat progressivism. So, I don't know how this goes, but I will tell you this, at the end of the day, folks, Vladimir Putin is not your problem, okay? He is nowhere near your problem. Xi Jinping is a bigger problem for you than Vladimir Putin, but even Xi Jinping is not a problem in comparison to Joe Biden and whoever is running him, and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and whoever else has signed on to the Great Reset, World Economic Forum, Build Back Better plan that is going to crush your life, crush your way of life, crush your freedom, crush your prosperity, and steal your future. And they want you to believe that Vladimir Putin is your big enemy, because if they launch a war against him, they want you to back him as they completely steal your future and steal your birthright of a free American citizen.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the Worlds, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
If you don't have an instinct burning inside of you right now to get the hell away, as far as possible away from Democrat Party extremism, I just don't know if you're truly alive. We might have to check your pulse. Obviously, we've covered what the Biden administration has done to the world, as now we're on the brink of a world war situation with Russia. Biden illegally starting a war with Russia about 2 months ago. Now it's really starting to come to a head. But really, that's just Western extremism, the military-industrial complex that Dwight Eisenhower warned us about, that liberals used to stand against. Now they're for it because it's Joe Biden. But you also have the Democrat Party extremism happening at a very local, personal, domestic level, with all the violent Democrat crimes, Trump supporters being shot and killed in Portland, Trump supporters being shot and killed in Denver, Trump supporters getting shot and killed in D.C. like Ashley Babbitt. And you just had a situation in North Dakota, where an individual, 41-year-old adult, male, got into a political conflict debate against a young conservative man, 18 years old, and decided he would kill him by running him over with his vehicle. That's Democrat Party extremism. Guess what? Wasn't covered at all on the news last night. Now, I do expect it to be covered on Fox News tonight. They're usually at least 24 hours behind the cycle, because their news shows are prepared by noon every day before they go on, you know, hours later. So very rarely are primetime cable news actually up to date on these issues. My guess is they'll probably cover it tonight, at least on Tucker. But no mention of Kaler Ellingson last night in any news, killed by Shannon Brandt, who admitted in his statement that he did it for political reasons. This is Democrat Party extremism, folks. The Democrat Party is the largest terror group in the United States of America, and it always has been since its beginnings out of the KKK. Nothing has changed. It went from the KKK to the Weather Underground to where we're at now. Democrats killing teenagers in the streets. And, of course, the liberal Democrats are lying, and they say, there's no evidence it was political. Really? Because we have the statement from the man that drove the car, and he said it himself, that he did it for political reasons. But he said he was an extremist. He said he was an extremist Republican. So he was doing what the Democrats told him to do. You see an extremist Republican, you go kill him. Democrat Party extremism. Now here's the rub right now. If you're an accelerationist, which sometimes I'll admit that I feel a little bit of the accelerationist mentality, then you want stuff like this. Now, I don't want anybody to die, obviously. So let me further explain. When I see the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, as corrupt as the day is long, now filing all new charges against every member of the Trump family. Obviously, that's bad for the country. That's weaponizing the law enforcement, the Justice Department against your political opposition. That's obviously bad for the country. But if you recognize how bad things are and you become an accelerationist, you kind of say, you know what? Good. Good, Democrats. Keep going after DeSantis for what you've been doing all around the country for the last 2 years with the illegal immigrants. Keep going after Donald Trump illegitimately because you fear him politically. Now, sad to say this, I don't genuinely mean this. It's just trying to make a point. Keep killing Trump supporters in the street. Keep shooting the Ashley Babbitts. Keep running over conservatives with your vehicles. Keep showing the world who you are. At the hopes that maybe finally enough people in this country in leadership roles and position of power will finally step up, stand up, say and do the right thing to stop this Democrat Party terrorism from completely destroying our country ahead of Joe Biden completely destroying the United States of America. But you know what? I sit here and I see all of that and I think it all out and I realize it's not going to make a damn difference. If Donald Trump, when Donald Trump was in the White House for 4 years and we couldn't do anything about these extremists and these terrorists and these liars and these crooks and criminals, how the hell are we going to do anything now? How the hell do we have a chance to do anything now? And it's quite upsetting. It's quite upsetting now to be seeing the rest of America waking up and catching up to InfoWars. As far as their understanding of how corrupt our politicians are, how corrupt the Democrat Party is, what the New World Order is, what the Great Reset is, what Build Back Better is. I think it's too late. Sadly, I just think it's too late. Because we've crossed a line now where I just don't know what else you do. What else do you do about Democrats with hundreds of political prisoners? What else do you do about Democrats murdering Trump supporters? And then, by the way, the guy that ran over, the young man, because he was a conservative, he's released from jail. So what do? Democrats murder you for your political beliefs. They get released from jail the next day. What do? The Democrat-run city is completely overrun with violent crime. What do? Joe Biden illegally starting a war with Russia and Ukraine, and now the whole world might have to pay the price with a nuclear war. What do now? It's over. They stole the presidency. The Supreme Court is gutless. The Republican Party is gutless. The American media is just as corrupt as the Democrats. And so you feel like you just got to get the hell out of Dodge. You feel like you just got to find yourself a place in the country and just hope you can somehow be isolated from all of this collapse coming down around us. Because quite frankly, I don't see any leadership saving us, folks. And, you know, InfoWars has always been the leadership, the voice of truth, the leading edge, the tip of the spear in media. And as you can see, they're trying to cut that tip off. They're trying to destroy that. They're trying to get this thing off of air. Just like they got Trump out of office. So what do we do? What do we do? I don't know what the solution is. Certainly pray. Certainly the gut instinct to just get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of population-dense areas. Hell, at this point, you might just want to get the hell out of this country. That's how bad things are getting. But it's hilarious. Joe Biden today, showing how ignorant he is on international affairs, saying, hey, we don't want a war with China. Hey, Joe, in case you haven't noticed, you started a war with Russia, and China's on Russia's side. I guess you missed that one, Joe. I guess your staff didn't tell you about that one, did they, Joe? How China and India and Iran are forming a new international power structure against you and the globalists? I guess you guys missed that one, didn't you? I guess in your hubris, you missed out on everything going on around you, didn't you? In your hubris, in your dominance, in your lust to conquer humanity and destroy a free and prosperous nation, the United States of America. I guess you missed that fastball that whizzed right past you, didn't you? Just, you missed it, didn't you? Russia, China, Iran, India, new international power structure against the corrupt West. Brazil, Mexico, Turkey, others, Japan, looking at it saying, this ain't so bad. I guess you missed that one, didn't you, Jill? Guess you missed that one. I guess you missed that one when you gave Russia control of Nord Stream 2 and they cut off energy to Europe and Germany, like Trump said they would. I guess you missed that one too, Joe, didn't you? But of course, Joe doesn't care. He's got his millions. He's got his mansions. He's got Air Force One. He's got the whole media on his side. He lives in la-la land. Just like all you other liberal Democrat moron a-holes. Oh, it's just disgusting that this is what we've done with our life, our consciousness, our potential experience on this planet. We're just throwing it all away, letting us get conquered by a bunch of demonic rulers, and then lying us into World War III.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Commentary today, really no easy way to cover it. I mean, let's keep in mind, Joe Biden just said the U.S. would protect Taiwan with troops. The White House then contradicted that statement and said it's not true. So Biden illegally launches a war against Russia and Ukraine. Then Biden says we'll have to draft U.S. people into fighting for Taiwan against China as well. Just amazing stuff. And then this is a nice one. This is a nice howdy-do for you. Human composting is now legal in California, leading the way to Soylent Green. Just, I mean, you know, why not? Only in California, am I right? Only in Democrat-run California. But I want to move on from this stuff. It's just it's a little heavy, obviously, and it'll weigh you down. But there's a lot of other news. It's just such an important issue, and the media is not going to be honest about it. And just any night now, the things could escalate and get even worse. And it's really just such a shame. And it's so heavy, it's hard to just lift it up and toss it off and move on. But that's what I'm going to have to do here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, InfoWarsStore.com is what makes everything that we do here possible. That's your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a immunity support combo pack on sale right now with some top-selling supplements that had been sold out for a while but are now back in stock. And that's the vitamin D3 gummies, the vitamin C with calcium, and the DNA Force Plus. And when you buy that in the immune support combo pack, it's 50% off all three of those top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 50% off the pack, DNA Force Plus, vitamin C with zinc, and the vitamin D3 gummies. I recommend the vitamin D3 gummies. I think they're great for children. Just have those two of them sitting out on the counter every morning for your children, and you know they'll get their daily dose of vitamin D, and they won't be vitamin D deficient. And they'll have a nice, strong immune system. So I suggest the Immunity Supercharger Pack with all three of them combined 50% off. But you can get the vitamin D3 gummies for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Don't forget to get your copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones, topping the seller charts on Amazon. And we're still selling it on our own website at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get it for a gift. It is a great gift and a great way to inform the public on where we're at right now, historically speaking. Okay, boy, oh boy, where do we go from here? Let's do some of the open border news. And you know what, though? This is probably going to take a couple segments. It's just amazing, isn't it? How Democrats and liberals can just lie to your face and just be the most openly obvious hypocrites ever. It's just amazing stuff, isn't it? Record numbers of illegal immigrants under Joe Biden. Record numbers. I mean, just groundbreaking record numbers. Like, just blowing the competition away. Not to mention, more terrorists have been arrested trying to cross the southern border than every other year in this country's history combined. Think about that. Under Joe Biden, in less than 2 years, under Joe Biden, more individuals on the FBI terror watch list, the international terror watch list, have been apprehended at the southern border than every other year in this nation's history combined. Combined. And then you've got the middle of the night flights all over the country. You've got the bus loads, you've got the cabs, you've got the trains, all paid for U.S. tax dollars, all well documented by ourselves and others. And then the Democrats and the mainstream media are going to take that issue and they're going to blame Republicans? They're going to blame DeSantis? MSNBC. DeSantis attempted to catch liberals in a lie. The GOP refuses to accept that his plan flopped. What much of the GOP doesn't get about the Martha's Vineyard story. No. DeSantis did catch you in a lie. You said you wanted illegal immigrants. You said you were a sanctuary city, specifically in Martha's Vineyard. And so illegal immigrants went to your sanctuary city of Martha's Vineyard and you kicked them out. You are the very definition of a liar. In fact, a liberal is now above a liar. I think liberal is a worse. Being a liberal is inherently being a liar, but it's worse. Because you use lies to conquer and destroy other people. But they're in total denial that they got caught in their lie. They're in total denial that they've been fully exposed on this issue. They're just completely in denial about it. But they know, the Democrats at the top know, that they can lie to you all day long and the media is going to cover for them. They know they can get away with that. And so they continue. Now, who's down there reporting at the border, probably more so and better than anyone else? That's Bill Melogin. And now the White House is trying to get Bill Melogin shut down and banned and censored from the Internet. A complete violation of the First Amendment right. This has now been confirmed by whistleblowers in big tech companies and just Mark Zuckerberg and others just admitting it on television that the government, the White House, the FBI, goes to them and tells them to censor Trump supporters and censor conservatives. It's all on the record. Now they're trying to do it to Bill Melogin. Bill Melogin says, Politico reports that the White House has become irritated with me and our Fox News teams reporting at the border. And so here's how they do this, folks, because we were the first wave to be hit by these people, these censorship fascists. What they do is they identify an individual. The government reaches out to big tech and says this individual needs censored, but they kind of have to cover their tracks. So then the Democrats reach out to their friends in the media, usually Politico or Media Matters or the Daily Beast, and then they'll write a hit piece about the individual that they want to see get censored, and then the next day that individual gets censored off the Internet. Now, that we're at the stage in Bill Melogin censorship right now where they've now published the story in Politico, Ducey at the Border. Ducey at the Border. And it says here, the Fox News reporter is getting under the skin of some people in Joe Biden's administration, and he's not Peter Ducey, it's Bill Melogin. And so why are they mad at Bill Melogin? Because he's down at the border every day with a Fox News crew with cameras, and they're showing the tens of thousands of illegal immigrants that come across the border every day and talking to Border Patrol about the terrorists and the child rapists that they arrest. So don't be surprised tomorrow if Bill Melogin is off Twitter. Democrats complain about an individual. They write a hit piece about him. The next day he gets censored. Let's see if that happens.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful. The man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic. The man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The playbook before, folks, and I'm not intentionally butchering Bill Melugin. Am I saying it right now? Melugin? Melugin. I'm not intentionally butchering the name. Melugin. This playbook has been run dozens of times. It's been run against me. Democrats target you for censorship. They tell their friends in the media, write a hit piece on this individual. They then share that hit piece with their friends in big tech and say, censor this individual, and then that individual gets censored. That's how they work. And usually it's Politico or Daily Beast is their go-to source. And so now Bill Melugin has a hit piece against him in Politico, and they're calling for him to get censored because he's reporting the truth on what's happening at the southern border. And now that the Democrats have a problem with illegal immigration because of Ron DeSantis putting illegal immigrants in liberal cities, well, they can't have their hypocrisy exposed by Bill at the border because, well, that would be embarrassing for them to have another one of their hypocrisies exposed.
with the illegal immigrants. Oh, 50 is too much for Martha's Vineyard, but 50,000 is just fine for one border town in Texas. See how that works? Well, now a Democrat sheriff is putting all the Democrat Party talking points out for the media, and that's the sheriff in Bexar County. Even the Democrat sheriff investigating DeSantis agrees the border is not secure. Well, yeah, Sheriff Javier Salazar has to admit the border is not secure. He can't completely lie to the people of that town that see the tens of thousands showing up every day. But just keep in mind, this guy is a loyal Democrat. He was actually riding around on the Biden campaign bus when it was going through Texas. You may remember that, and it got surrounded by a bunch of Trump supporters. You may remember that. They're suing those Trump supporters, by the way. The Democrat Party is suing the Trump supporters that were riding around next to the Biden bus in Texas. And this sheriff was on that bus. So, I mean, he's thick as thieves with these Democrats. But what has happened on his watch with the illegal immigrants? How about the deadliest illegal immigrant encounter on record? At least 50 people found dead in abandoned 18-wheeler in San Antonio. The final number was 53. That was in his county, Bexar County. The deadliest illegal immigrant encounter, 53 dead in a semi-truck. But he's going to tell you about how DeSantis is bad. He's also got other issues that he's ignoring to attack DeSantis. Bexar County Sheriff ignores triple murder case. Instead, opens investigation into Florida Governor DeSantis. Yeah, Sheriff, we just had a triple murder case. Don't bother me, okay? I'm doing work for the Democrat Party to attack the number two presidential candidate of the Republican Party. That's much more important. Sir, there's a murderer on the loose. Yeah, did you not hear me? I'm trying to hurt the Republican Party. That is more important. Democrats. Illegal aliens flown to Martha's Vineyard file lawsuit against Ron DeSantis. Let's call this what it is. The illegal immigrants are not filing any lawsuits. Democrats are. Democrats went and they grabbed these illegal immigrants and they said, hey, would you like to be a part of a lawsuit? We can make you a bunch of money. And they don't know any better. Many of them don't even speak English, so they just say, okay, they're getting coerced. Democrats are now coercing illegal immigrants into litigation so that they can be used against their biggest political opposition ahead of the midterms and the 2024 presidential election. So Democrats are filing suit against lawsuit and they're a lawsuit against DeSantis, and they're using illegal immigrants as cannon fodder to do so. There's a problem, though. DeSantis' office responds to lawsuit for Martha's Vineyard migrants, points out they signed a consent form. Oops. Oops. So they said, oh, they were removed without their consent. They didn't know where they were going. Ah, DeSantis beat you guys again. Sorry. He was ahead of the curve on that deal. They all signed consent forms that said exactly where they were going and how they were getting there. Now, here's a question I have. And I'd like to see Ron DeSantis ask this question as well. Because what happened? DeSantis sends 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. They all knew they were going there. They signed a consent form to do just that. Well, then what happened? Well, the Democrats in Martha's Vineyard, in less than 24 hours, rounded them up and put them in a bus to ship them off of the island. Okay? We all witnessed that. 50 illegal immigrants showed up. Democrats glad-handed themselves that night, put them in a church, and then called the military to remove them the next day, which they did. Now, here's my question. Did the Democrats at Martha's Vineyard get a consent form to remove the illegal immigrants? Just curious. Do you think the liberal Democrats at Martha's Vineyard that used the military to remove illegal immigrants from their island, do you think they got a consent form to do that? I'll bet you they didn't. Isn't that funny? DeSantis has the consent form to move the illegal immigrants from Florida to Martha's Vineyard. Do you have a consent form after you move them from Martha's Vineyard to a military base in Massachusetts? Did you get that consent form? I mean, obviously, I mean, you must have, right? Because you're upset claiming DeSantis didn't have a consent form, but he did. So you guys obviously had a consent form, right? The Democrats at Martha's Vineyard must have had consent forms, 53 of them, when they transferred the illegal immigrants, right? I mean, I'm sure they did. Ha. Yeah, right. More Democrat Party hypocrisy and fraud. And then it's all the way up to New York. This is just, folks, it's just hilarious, honestly. And if these people weren't about to destroy the planet and civilization as we know it, it would be funny. I'd just come on and laugh at them all day long. But they want to destroy our lives. They want to kill us. They want to put us all in jail. So it's not really that funny, is it? Mayor Eric Adams says New York City has received 7,600 migrants since May. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. So less than 1% of 1% of how many illegal immigrants we've received here in Texas. And he says he needs help, folks. Mayor Eric Adams says he needs help because a couple thousand illegal immigrants have arrived since May. Mayor Adams calls for reassessment of New York City's right to shelter practices as migrants strain homeless system. Oh, you mean you don't have the infrastructure? Oh, you mean you can't handle all the illegal immigrants you wanted? Even though you said it was a sanctuary city and you have open border policies? Oh, and now you can't face the music? Now it's a problem? You need help? Well, Texas has needed help. Florida's needed help. This country's needed help. And all you've done is add to the problem and throw gasoline on the fire. Now that the fire's in your backyard, you want help? Hilarious. Hilarious. Sanctuary, New York City. Asylum seeker dies by suicide in New York City shelter. And who does Mayor Eric Adams blame? I bet you can guess. Republicans. New York City Mayor Eric Adams blames Republicans' failure for migrant killing himself. I mean, you Democrat liberals, you are so insufferable. You are such demons. You are so disconnected from anything that's good and wholesome. You promote open border policies. You call anyone that wants to shut down the border xenophobic. You then virtue signal and say that you run sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants. We then send a very small fraction of the illegal immigrants that you brought in to your cities, and you say you can't handle it, you need help, this is all Republicans' fault. Diversity is strength after all. Iraqi migrant arrested for rape of 12-year-old in Stockholm, Sweden. Iraqi migrant arrested for rape of 12-year-old in Stockholm, Sweden. Diversity is strength. Diversity is rape. I mean diversity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pointing out to me, notice how Democrats are talking about illegal immigrants' rights and illegal immigrants using the American court system to go after Republicans. That's odd. That's really odd, isn't it? How do non-citizens have rights, and how can non-citizens be using the U.S. justice system? Of course, they can't. That's a lie. Just like I said in the last segment, it's the Democrats suing them, and they're using illegal immigrants like a human shield, basically. Like a pawn that they wave in front of you. They're really sick people, aren't they? These Democrats, they are really, truly sick people. But, oh, they'll talk about an illegal immigrant's rights, but they'll take your rights, an American citizen. You know, I got to tell you, too, folks, it's not just the understanding of how real all this is and then the instinct of self-preservation and survival to get the hell as far away from Democrats as you possibly can. Get the hell as far away from Democrat-run cities and population-dense areas as you possibly can. But, you know, there's another instinct here. And you see why it exists with what Alex Jones goes through. Folks, just coming on air and talking is putting yourself in a serious personal risk situation. I mean, there's an instinct for me to just say, just stop doing this. Just stop covering the news every day. Stop telling the truth about Democrats every day. Stop calling out the globalists every day because you're just marking yourself for death at their hands, for death and imprisonment at their hands before everyone else is. But see, there's a conflict in that your survival instinct also understands that fighting these tyrants is survival. Standing up against these tyrants is survival. Maybe not for you individually, but for human freedom and prosperity. But again, you wouldn't have liberal Democrat policy without hypocrisy. And here's Ron DeSantis calling that out in clip 5, dealing with the illegal immigrants and the lawsuits now being filed against him for what the Democrats have been doing since Biden got into office. Anybody? Yes. So when Biden is flying these people all over the fruited plain in the middle of the night, I didn't hear a peep out of those people, okay? I didn't hear a peep. I haven't heard a peep about all the people that have been told by Biden you can just come in, and they're going, they're being abused by the cartels, they're drowning in the Rio Grande. You had 50 that died in some shed in Texas. I heard no outrage about any of that. I haven't heard outrage about all the fentanyl that's come across the border that's killing Americans in record numbers. I don't hear outrage about the criminal aliens that have gotten through and have then victimized people not only in Florida, but all throughout the country. I didn't hear any outrage about that. The only thing I hear them getting upset about is you have 50 that end up in Martha's Vineyard. Then they get really upset. And I'm sorry. Those migrants were being treated horribly by Biden. They were hungry, homeless. They had no opportunity at all. The state of Florida, it was volunteer, offered transport to sanctuary jurisdictions because it's our view that, one, the border should be secured. And we want to have Biden reinstitute policies like remain in Mexico and making sure that people aren't overwhelming. But short of that, if you believe in open borders, then it's the sanctuary jurisdictions that should have to bear the brunt of the open borders. So that's what we're doing. But what happened was they were provided an ability to be in the most posh sanctuary jurisdiction maybe in the world. And obviously it's sad that Martha's Vineyard people deported them the next day. They could have absorbed this. They chose not to. But what it shows is if 50 was a burden on one of the richest places in our country, what about all these other communities that have been overrun with hundreds or thousands? It shows you when now these policies are on the front burner, people need to be talking about. Biden can't defend his policies of open borders. It's doing huge damage to our country. It's costing a lot of money. It's costing lives with the drugs that are pouring across. And so the question is why are you supporting Biden's policies? Why don't you step up and tell him you're failing and let's do it differently? Because you know what? He inherited a border that wasn't like this. He has created the crisis. But now at least we know nobody can deny that there's a crisis. Everybody now knows. And it was only because you had to have the elite who want to have the cost on everybody else and they don't want to have to shoulder that. That's the only reason now people are talking about this.
And of course, everything he just said is completely 100% accurate. But the truth doesn't seem to really cause any issues for Democrats, does it? The truth never gets in the way of a good Democrat lie. The truth never gets in the way of a good Democrat tyrannical operation, does it? It just begs the question, what do we have to do, man? What do we have to do to protect ourselves from these Democrat tyrants? What do we have to do to protect ourselves from their policies that are crushing us? It's a real question. I mean, seriously, what do we do? Everything Ron DeSantis did was great. Everything Ron DeSantis said was great. So what is he dealing with now? He's getting sued by Democrats. I mean, he's just... Oh, man. And that's why, sadly... Well, maybe not so sadly. I don't know. It's sad that you feel your only hope is to pray to God, because there seems to be no human option, no peaceful political human option left to deal with these Democrat tyrants. And I'm not a violent person, never going to call for violence. I didn't sign up to be in the military. You know, so
But I'll tell you what, you know who did? Putin and Russians. And they're trying to tell us that if you don't deal with your criminal politicians, we got nukes, and they're fighting us right now in Ukraine. Man. Unbelievable stuff. Now, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Alan Dos Santos, who is a Brazilian journalist and commentator who dealt with the liberals and the communists in Brazil who banned him from his home country. That's what communists do when you tell the truth in media. And so he got banned. His operation got censored. I mean, in a lot of ways, Alan is kind of like the Brazilian Alex Jones. So, of course, he's been censored and lied about and excommunicated by the commies in Brazil. But I'm not having him on to talk about himself. I'm having him on to talk about a big story developing in Brazil right now where a former president of Brazil, Lula, who had been tried and convicted of crimes of money laundering in one of the most famous political corruption cases of all time, Operation Car Wash in Brazil. The communist Supreme Court released him from jail, and now he's running for president again. Again. And it's kind of a weird thing when I'm hosting the Jones Show and the War Room, because there's kind of some crossfire where if you follow the War Room, but then I follow up with the story on the Jones Show, and then you look for it on the War Room, and you don't see it, or vice versa. So I was explaining how I've got a lot of friends in Brazil, some close friends, and some of them are, you know, conservatives, you could say. Some of them are liberals. But the liberals were the ones that hated Lula the most. And so when I saw that polls were saying that Lula was winning, I was just stunned. And so I actually heard back from some of my liberal Brazilian friends, and I asked, I said, yeah, I know you're not a big Bolsonaro fan, but, I mean, what do you think about they're saying Lula's now leading in the polls, and they're just stunned. They're like, I can't believe it. He's corrupt. He got caught. And they're upset. But see, that's what happens when you have a real leader. You might not think Bolsonaro's perfect. You might not think Donald Trump is perfect. They're real leaders, folks. They're real independent men that want to be real presidents and lead their country to victory. Doesn't mean they're not flawed. Doesn't mean they won't make mistakes. But what happens when a true populist leader arises? They have to destroy him, and they have to cheat to remove him from office. And just like they did in the U.S., they're now doing in Brazil. So Alan Dos Santos, who you might call the Alex Jones of Brazil, is going to be joining us in the next hour. Incredible stuff. You know what, though? I just hope I'm alive to see it. All of this corruption will someday come to an end and a true age of prosperity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.